Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bumping. 3 o'clock on a Friday, and it's jumping. So
it's
come
rocking.
On.
It's rocking in here already.
Yeah.
Got it going.
So come on through and hang with us, man. We got, like I said, I got some giveaways to do here, and I'll get to that. Before we do that, though, I want to, you know, the Altuve experiment,
yeah.
Or experience, however you're experiencing it.
However you look at it.
Yeah, I thought I made a mistake, but there probably is a level of Altuve experience that all of us fans are going through. but the experiment, right, I was not a fan of it. I thought it was silly. I thought, look, there was never a time as an Astros fan, and I've watched more Astros baseball in the last 5 years, definitely last 2 years, than I ever have.
Ghost Joes.
Yeah, and definitely with a keener eye of watching for certain things. There was never a time when I sat there and I was like, boy, Altuve is getting our ass kicked at second base. Altuve is a problem at second base. Now, I understand that there's guys that their job entails the advanced analytics and
yes.
Breaking the game down to that degree, and then their responsibility is to make sure that they put the team in the best place to age well and the best place to have success, and they put Altuve in the best place to age well. And Chandler Rome wrote an article. Chandler Rome of The Athletic does a tremendous job. He wrote an article, and the article, it covered several things. Jacob Melton coming up recently and playing left field and swinging the bat well and being a true outfielder, I think maybe put some questions in some fans' minds about Altuve playing left field moving forward. I think if you look at leading up to the All-Star voting starting on Wednesday, Altuve had played second base in 6 of 15 games, so yeah. one third of the games leading up to it he had played second base, and so I think the Jacob Melton thing kind of I think piqued fans' interest.
Of course,
And then the Astros listed Altuve as a second baseman. A lot of people think the MLB did it. No, the Astros submit positions. An MLB All-Star fan balloting opened Wednesday. Well, the Astros listed him as a second baseman. And here's the reality of it, right? 61 games. Altuve started 14 at second base. He started 32 in left field, 14 at second base, 13 is DH, and I guess that if I do my math, I think there's two games where he got his rest day, I guess. Altuve's not a second base, right?
So he hasn't been this year.
Well, him being listed as a second baseman, along with the Jacob Melton coming in and playing two of the three games against Pittsburgh in left field, it could lead us to go, well, wait a minute, what is Altuve coming back, right? It's not happening. Joe Espada said no. We're going to move forward with the plan. The plan is going to stay the same with Altuve. So I started doing a little bit digging. I read a little deeper in this article, and the thought of Altuve. This isn't just a conversation, Chris. Of has Altuve been good in left field or not? right? Because Altuve has been terrible in left field.
I don't know if he's been terrible.
Well, I mean, well,
he hasn't been great.
Well, all things considered, he hasn't cost us any games.
Yeah.
But when you start looking at the advanced stats, Altuve is worth fewer defensive runs saved than any left fielder in baseball. He's been worth minus three outs above average, according to Baseball Savant. Only six left fielders are worse. You look at Altuve, he's gotten six total chances, which, by the way, I like this metric right here, or this thing. Altuve has gotten six total chances on five-star and four-star catches. I like they started putting stars on catches.
Right. Degree of difficulty, man.
Altuve hadn't converted any of them. So, I mean, he's making the routine plays. I guess we'll call them routine. He's making the routine plays. But it's not a conversation to me about, boy, is he great in left field, because clearly they're just trying to keep his bat in the lineup. They're trying to get more opportunity, more positions he can play to keep his bat in the lineup, to rest his legs some, move him around. The part of this article that really stuck out to me was the Astros' ability to hide Altuve. I guess I've never really looked at it
in that light.
I've never really looked at it in that light. And there's two things that really stick out to kind of support what I'm talking about. I mean, Altuve has had what advanced stats will say 51 total opportunities in left field. Right? No other left fielder with 30 or more starts. Remember, I said Altuve has 32 starts. No other left fielder with 30 or more starts has fewer opportunities. So clearly, putting him in left field he's getting less action than any other left fielder in baseball.
Wow.
Right? So they're protecting him there. Yeah. Just physically protecting him, and him not being an outfielder, they're protecting him there. And then on the flip side of that, if you look at the Astros infield, right? The Astros infield finished last season worth minus 19 outs above average, right? This is all according to Baseball Savant, by the way. After 2 months of this season, it's already worth plus 12, right? You do the math. I think that's 31. That's a 31-pint swing right there.
Wow.
I don't know what each point is, but that's a 31-pint swing right there. No American League infield has been worth more. So, one, your infield, the move has allowed your infield to be absolutely tremendous. And again, I'll be honest with you. I've never watched the Astros and thought, boy, that move at putting him out there has really made a hell of a difference on this infield. There's been a couple of plays, and Dubon almost made one last night, and Christian Walker made an error, but he almost made one last night. But I was like, ooh, I don't know if Altuve's making that throw, because it was hot. So there's been a couple of plays, and I'm like, I don't know if Altuve's getting there, but I don't watch it and go, well, man, we wouldn't be the same team without Altuve at second. But the numbers over an extended period of time will tell you that the Astros infield is significantly, not just better, but significantly better with Altuve not in it.
Yeah.
And the Astros found a way. So tip my cap, which I don't typically do. I don't find myself doing a lot with Joe Espada. And I know it's higher ups in the operations department, and it's Dana Brown. But tip my cap to the Astros for finding a way to make the infield significantly better. I mean, flip it on its head.
Yeah.
Right? You lose Bregman, and you lose, although he wasn't Abreu, although he wasn't who we thought he was, but you lose Abreu, and you replace those guys with Paredes and Christian Walker and get Altuve's ass out of there, and now you got Dubon, and you got Brendan Rodgers, and you got a bunch of people, and the infield is the best infield. According to these advanced stats, the infield is the best infield in baseball. Like, those two things, guys, like the experiment, whether you love it or hate it, agree with it, I thought it was silly. Hell, I still think it's silly, to be honest with you. I think playoffs coming out, I think he plays second base. But nonetheless, the experiment is working.
Well, that's interesting you mentioned when the playoffs come around. But even before that, we talked about Melton earlier and how he's shown – it's a very small sample size of him being up on the main roster. But he's shown so far that he belongs. But if you're not going to – If you want to keep Dubon in there at second, you can't play Altuve at DH all the time. So there's going to be – it just like, how do you solve that problem of shuffling guys around? If you want Melton to stay in the lineup,
Melton's a non-factor for me in this conversation.
Really?
I mean, he's been good for a week, but he's a non-factor in this conversation for me. I hope come playoff time he is a factor.
I think he will be, though. But I think they're expecting him to be. I'll say that.
Well, here's the deal. Is I'm just assuming that Yordan Alvarez comes back healthy. And Yordan is a significantly better, to me, he's significantly better in left field than Altuve. He can get to the warning track and catch a ball that is going to hit a foot off the warning track on the wall. Like, he can get back there and make those catches. He's not an all-star, but he can get back there and make those catches. Altuve struggled with those kind of catches. Yeah. We talk about 4 and 5 stars and not making those, but even some plays he's made, you can tell it was a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
I mean, he was shaking.
But, I mean, when you haven't really played that position, it's tough.
Yeah. No. Look,
you're just getting moved out there.
I'm not doubting that one bit, but the reality of it is I think when the games get to a point where they're that important, I just don't know. Like, right now in 162 games, it doesn't matter if Altuve doesn't catch the ball off the wall. Doesn't matter.
Not right? Every game.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
In a playoff series?
Oh, yeah.
It could change. It could change. Like in a series where it's a win or go home type situation, and they hit a fly ball to the warning track in left field, and you got Altuve out there.
He's got to get there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Yordan Alvarez and Altuve's going to be either at second or DH, and that's the way they ride with it. They got options. The key is they got options. And to put a bow on this thing, the reality of it is the beauty is the Astros organization has done a hell of a job with this experiment, because I thought it was silly as hell. What are we doing? Y'all got to be kidding me.
So you weren't a fan of it going in?
No, and I'm still not a fan of it, to be completely honest with you. If the end game is, hey man, we're just trying to get through 162.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we're trying to keep one of our best bats in the lineup.
Yeah.
I ain't got no problem with it.
Okay.
If the end game is we got our left fielder, that scares me a bit.
Then we got problems. Yeah.
That scares me a bit. So, nonetheless, the experiment is working. You look at the advanced stats. The infield is the best infield in baseball, and Altuve is getting less action in left field than any other outfielder in Major League Baseball. Those two stats right there make me a believer in what they're doing.
But that's probably what you want. It's him to get the least amount of action possible in left field.
Absolutely. I'd like for him to make a 4 or 5 star catch every now and then, but I'm okay with him getting little.
Do you think we get one by the end of the season?
Oh, yeah. He's too good of an athlete. He's too fast. He's got big cojones. I mean, he about ran over Jake Myers in game one. Yeah, I mean, he's going to give us effort. I think he goes and gets one in the gap as he's running back to that funky corner by the Crawford boxes. I think he gives us one back by that corner at some point in time. But again, tip the cap to the Astros for, and this is what's this is the stuff that is, I think, is really fascinating. Like the Astros and the Jacob Melton thing, right? The whole reason that Jacob Melton played left field 2 of the 3 games was to hide Altuve in a park that could chew up a left fielder if you're not used to playing left field. And then what do the Astros do? They put Altuve back out there when Framber Valdez, your ground ball pitcher, on the bump, so you protect him.
Exactly.
It's just the mind games and the deeper thoughts that go into, which obviously I know they're there, but very rarely do you just kind of see them come to fruition. Tip my cap to Chandler Rome of The Athletic for putting all this. It's a tremendous article if you're out there and You're an Astros fan. It's a really, really good read on several fronts. Again, I don't know why the Astros listed Altuve as a second baseman in All-Star balloting, but hey, if it gives us more attention and gets Altuve more love, then I'm here for it.
I think it's simply for that, is to get him on the ballot. He's not going to be on the ballot as a left fielder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's simply for that. Get him on the ballot as a second baseman.
Yeah, well, they did that.
If there's no limit to how many games he has to have played at the position, throw him on there. Why not?
Well, the interesting thing is Major League Baseball allowed it to happen. So why the hell not? You can just put him at whatever position that you want to put him at.
So. Throw us on the ballot. Why not? Throw us in there. Let us get some votes.
Well, unless it's All-Star balloting for the way I lived my first 43 years on Earth and how I got after it, Chris.
It don't matter.
I ain't winning too many of them, brother. But we're at Christian's Tailgate, y'all. 1010 Highway 6, Energy Corridor location. Come on through, hang out. I ain't going to lie to you. They got a crowd already jumping around at the spot. The bar's got a few seats available. I can't see an empty table right here in front of me, but they got some on along the edges. So come on out and hang out. We got some boiled crawfish. We got cold beer, obviously. The bar has everything you could possibly want. We're going to give away some Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. We got to give away one of those right now because I've already dropped the ball. Imagine that. I've done it before. I just did it again, y'all. So that is what we'll do in this break. And then, we'll give you a little update on Ron Hughley and his headshot game. It is struck again, as well as, hey, them Texas Tech ladies.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.